Kellogg announced this month that it's imposing nutritional requirements on its advertising. Come next year, it will not advertise to children under 12 any food that contains more than 200 calories, 2 grams of saturated fat, or 12 grams of sugar. Kellogg also added nutritional information to the front of its packages. We called Kellogg CEO David McKay in Battle Creek, Michigan, to find out more. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. When it comes to kids, which foods wouldn't make the cut? Cocoa Krispies or Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts wouldn't, and Fruit Loops currently would not, nor would Apple Jacks. And what we'll have to do with those three particular products is either reduce, in the case of Pop-Tarts, the fat and the sugar, and in the other two, the sugar, down to 12 grams or less, or we'll have to stop advertising those to kids under 12.
That is still pretty sugary, the upper limit being 12 grams of sugar. I think that's about 3 teaspoons per serving.
12 grams of sugar is about 10% of what a child might eat in a given day. I think, you know, when you look at it, and you look at cereal consumption, the amount of sugar that kids under 12 get from eating cereal in the U.S., it's about 3% of what they'd get in a normal day or a week. So really it isn't that much. And as far as the average daily intake, say a product like Frosted Flakes, that would be about 10 or 12% of the sugar that a child under 12 would take in a given day on average.
Well, it's interesting you're saying that those products that don't sort of fit your new standards, you may reformulate them. But why even make food that has so much sugar that it wouldn't even fit your own standards?
Well, you know, the thing we will do in this initiative, ensure that as we look at meeting these nutrient criteria, that we maintain the great taste that consumers have come to love and expect in our products. And that's why we are going to take a little bit of time on this, because if we can maintain great taste and the quality that consumers have come to expect, then that will take us some time. We'll do the appropriate level of research and we'll modify the foods. If there's a product where we can't do that without impacting taste or product quality, then we will just stop marketing that product to kids under 12.
I understand that Kellogg's was threatened with a huge lawsuit by advocacy groups, a couple of different ones, the Center for Science in the Public Interest and the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. They dropped the suit after Kellogg's created the nutritional standards. The Center for Science in the Public Interest describes these new nutritional standards as a settlement agreement. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I think the way we've heard some people describe them is that Kellogg's is making a step in the right direction. We're undertaking these steps voluntarily. We've had extensive internal dialogue as well as ongoing productive discussions with external stakeholders, including the CSPI and a number of other constituents. So we think this is a very positive step for us to make as a company, and builds on our long-term reputation and focus on nutrition.
Are you saying that's just not correct? It's not a settlement agreement?
Well, what we're saying is Kellogg has a long-standing commitment to responsible advertising, and we're always reviewing our practices, and we undertook these voluntarily after productive discussions with CSPI and a number of other external stakeholders.
Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Renee.
David McKay is the president and CEO of Kellogg's.